Sacrifice as Christ sacrificed. April 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The possession of riches opens the way to great temptation to become covetous and selfish, to add riches to riches, and to bury in houses and lands the means that should be returned to God. Many use their means to gratify the demands of appetite, to follow the fashions, and to build for themselves grand houses. They do not follow the example of Christ, who gave himself with all he had for the benefit of the world to deliver men from the power of Satan. But if those who possess means will follow the example of Christ, their hearts will be filled with benevolence, and they may help in the proclamation of the truth in the cities, in the highways and the byways, and in carrying the gospel to all nations. God's work must be sustained by tithes and gifts and offerings. The Lord now calls for the means that he has entrusted to his stewards. There should be a constant stream flowing into the treasury, that the work may not be hindered. To some, God has entrusted earthly riches to be held in trust and to be returned to him as they may be required to carry forward his work in the earth. He requires from his stewards a faithful tithe of all their capital, and in addition to the tithe, he calls for gifts and offerings. The Lord Jesus requires nothing more from his followers than he himself has performed. Those who practice self-denial and self-sacrifice for the cause of God are but following his example. He laid off his royal robe and kingly crown, and stepped down from his high command. He became poor, that through his poverty we might come into possession of the eternal treasures. He gave not only his riches, but his own life in self-denial and self-sacrifice, that he might remove every hindrance from those who seek an entrance into the kingdom of God. Those who are not exposed to the temptations of those who are rich in this world's goods have no reason to complain, for the Prince of Life has shared with them a life of poverty. He was tempted in all points like as we are. In our behalf he placed himself as one with us in poverty, to show us how we may withstand the temptations of satanic agencies. The Lord Jesus invites us to become laborers together with him. He is the owner of and has claims upon all that we possess. By our willingness to help in his work, we may now show our love for him. Faithful stewardship.